over a course of a year? I mean, coming last year, playing one show, then and now having multiple shows, what do you think has changed?
I just think it's like just natural growth of the band. I just feel like there's more opportunities as the band continues to grow and like network, and more people within our circle over the past year that have helped us be able to put us in better situations, you know?
You know, Laguna Beach was a great platform for the band, and that's all we wanted to use it as. We didn't take it as, you know, we're not going to be drama-filled kids or anything. We took it as, you know, this is a chance for Open Air Stereo to get seen by millions of viewers. We went on there as Open Air Stereo, as a band, and people who love to make music, and wanted to show the world that we love to make music, and wanted to show that we're a real band.
How did the band even get involved with the show? How does that process work? Did someone just come up to you?
They kind of came up,
and...
yeah, they came up to me at school, and at Laguna Beach High School, and just like, you want to be in the show? And we were like, obviously, we're a family, so we talked about, I said, I got to talk to my fam.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, too, I had read that, I guess officially or unofficially, that you were 13 and that Nick was 13 and you met in a catechism class?
We sure did.
And that's kind of how things
My mom
got
was teaching
started.
It.
Is
yeah.
that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, you got that right.
You got that absolutely right.
Right.
Yeah,
nice.
Now his mother was teaching the class, and which made it 10 times more fun.
And we usually would try to get kicked out so we could talk about music
yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
So we'd get kicked out together, talk music, see what records we like better than the others, and you know, basically interviewed each other.
So, but you already had kind of a band, correct? Started at that point? Like, I mean, how
yeah.
much a 13-year-old, I mean...
Yeah, we thought we did. It never felt like a band. It always felt like, you know, trying to overshadow each other, and then we finally found a family. Nick and I found each other, and we found Evan and Scott, and we all came together, and now it's a family, you know?
What has it been like for you, since they've known each other since they were 13, coming into that sort of fold of people who had known each other for, you know, a longer period of time?
Well, it was a really easy transition, because, you know, Nick and Chase were very, very welcoming the minute I joined the band. And I had been with a couple other bands before, and, you know, there's always, like, one or two people in the band that are kind of like just down on a lot of stuff and don't have the best attitudes. But as soon as I met up with these guys, like everything was just super positive. They're super upbeat and optimistic about everything. And I felt right at home from the first time that I met them and started playing with them.
When did you first meet them? What was that situation?
About 3 years ago, I had a friend of mine who was the former bass player for this band. And he actually, like, just total twist of fate, like, broke his finger trying to catch a football one day at a barbecue.
Yeah.
And these guys had a show coming up, and so the old bass player asked me to fill in.
Just temporary.
Temporarily. And I said, yeah, it'll be fun, because I had been a while since I'd played with a band. I thought it'd be, like, fun to get back into it. And so I played a show with him, and he wound up quitting the band right after that, because he was in school full time and he needed to focus on that. And so as soon as that happened, they asked me to join as a full time member, since I already had learned the songs, and away we went.
Scott was in the band at the time, and we took a 3-year off to just go venture off on our own to find ourselves again. I think it's really important for people to find themselves before they learn to come together as groups. One of the best things we ever did. We're stronger than ever because of it. So.
And I'm always curious, too, bands that come from, particularly, I guess, California interests me, coming to Austin to play South By, differences between audiences.
There's a huge difference, and you know what? Last year was our first year playing South By, and I'm telling you...
It's not bad stereotypes.
Thank you, dude.
Last year at South By, we were so impressed by the musicality and just the love for music that people have out here. And it was so great to play a show and have people respond to every single thing that you say. And we honestly, we're in love with Austin. We're in love with the people here. And we're in love with the crowds. Like, it's just it's so great to be appreciated and to have people love music as much as you do. Whereas LA, it sometimes doesn't happen like that. You gotta be a megastar out there to get them off the fucking phones, you know? So, we're very stoked. We're very stoked.
It's vitamins, staying hydrated?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, too. Another thing that I've always liked. How the hell? I mean, I have a weak ass immune system. I don't think I could ever
need some green magic.
Be in such close quarters with other members and going around and playing gigs and maybe sleeping 2 or 3 hours and going. That how do you make it work without going insane?
Well, we like to go to the gyms a lot in most of the cities. Like, we try and stay very healthy.
So, well, how do you keep yourself entertained in the van?
Scott, our guitarist, and Nick play video games all the time.
But we also have like a little desk area in the back now where we can do like office type work and, you know, stuff that we have to do online.
Sit there and do social media, write songs.
Social media stuff for the band.
Write songs.
We do a lot of songwriting.
We bring a little studio out on the bus every year. Yeah. So it's good. We have six new songs that we've been kind of giving out at these new shows because we're playing a lot of new material.
Okay.
So a lot of those songs were written on the bus last year.
And so y'all are going on tour after South By?
Yes, ma'am.
Where's the first stop after South By?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, I appreciate y'all speaking with me.